This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Today marks 10 years since the start of the Black Forest Fire north of Colorado Springs, where two people died and about 500 homes were destroyed. And as KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, investigators have yet to determine the cause.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says it's been years since they found any new information about the cause of the more than 14,000-acre fire. The agency now considers it a cold case, but investigators say they're still committed to looking into tips that may surface. A summary of the initial investigation says they ruled out all natural causes within 24 hours of the start of the fire. That means it was human-caused, but it could have been accidental. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Colorado kids go through active shooter drills in school, but how are these drills impacting their mental health? CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on one Colorado lawmaker's effort to find out.
Democratic Congresswoman Brittany Pedersen has introduced the School Safety Drill Research Act. The bipartisan bill would study and ID best practices for active shooter drills. It would also look at the possible mental health effects those drills have on students and staff. Pedersen says it's important to keep kids safe and have schools prepared, but, quote, we must also consider the mental health implications. Her predecessor, Ed Perlmutter, introduced the bill last Congress. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And the Colorado Shakespeare Festival opens at CU Boulder this weekend. The season will include performances of King Lear and The Winter's Tale. The festival runs through August. This is CPR News.